Thanks for tuning into The Browsers today. I'm Amy Iverson. Jay McFarland is here with me, and we are very excited about our guest today because imagine if your religion, whatever your religion is, imagine that the extremists in your religion started getting so much attention in the world for their bad deeds, yeah. To be honest, and that they had such social media savvy that they were putting videos out on YouTube, spreading the extremist view of your religion to the world, to the point where young people across the globe were flocking to this extremist side, a side with which you don't agree.
Well, and I think also the rest of the world viewing you as potentially part of that extremist viewpoint.
Yes, I think oftentimes we look at Islam in a way where we don't, if you're not part of that religion, you can't really relate with that concept. Mm-hmm. I think we have to internalize that and think about whatever religion you belong to, if this was happening to your religion,
how would you respond? And would you not, to some degree, feel helpless?
You would, and you would have to make that choice. Am I going to sit here and let this go on, or am I going to speak out? And if you decide to speak out, how will you do that?
And so we have on the line with us Mohammed Ahmed, who has decided to speak out. And Mohammed is not a civil rights leader. He's not somebody who's an activist or known for this type of thing. He's just somebody like you and I who fits that description that we've talked about. And he's a convenience store manager in Minneapolis. And he has set out to create, spending his own money, some YouTube videos that illustrate the error of the ways of the Islamic State or ISIS. They're called Average Mohammed. You can see at averagemohammed.com. And we have Mohammed Ahmed with us. Mohammed, what was the reason that you decided to produce it and spend your own money on these videos?
I was frustrated. I was frustrated by the fact that nobody's doing something about the ideology. And the fact that misrepresentation and the kids being indoctrinated into falsehood. So it came down to someone has to do it. And then the question comes to who has to do it. Then I said, well, it might as well be you. And go ahead and start the process of getting the kids back.
And so your videos target young kids, ages about 8 to 16, a cartoon. Are you developing, creating, drawing all of these yourself?
No, I create the sound engineering, I do the voiceover, and I have a team in Southeast Asia that does the cartoons for me. And what we do is basically, I look at it from a perspective of logistics. I put it together, get the concept, get the idea, and then I put it out there and create it, and then go out there and disseminate it.
And what is the message that you are trying to put out through your videos?
Well, the value of peace. Because every message of my videos end with two signs. Peace up with the two-finger peace sign and extremists sticking out. The value of anti-extremism. It is very, very important that we get to our kids and we tell them, this is falsehood. This is not how human beings are supposed to be. It doesn't come from the religion. It comes from falsehood. And make a choice. The choice is between democratic values that we value or this extremism, which is genocidal and almost animalistic.
I'm curious, are you concerned at all about a potential backlash, even violence that may occur because you're spreading this message against the Islamic State?
Well, we are all basically under attack. Maybe I might be heightened, but we are all under attack. Think about the people who went to work on September 11th. What about the people who went to go watch a Boston Marathon? How about a guy driving in a bus in Tel Aviv? You know, it doesn't matter. We are all under attack. So the question is, some of us have to take the risk and be virtuous enough to say, look, I will do something about it. And you just say, we put our faith in God. What comes out of it, comes out of it. But the backlash I've been getting is actually enormous support. And I mean enormous support from people of goodwill. When you put out moral thoughts, moral people flock to you. And that's what I'm noticing. Muslims, Christians, Jews, it doesn't matter. From across the board, across the spectrum, people are emailing me, calling me, and saying thank you. And that's what gives me hope.
Well, Mohammed, we called you today, and I would like to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Also, you're using quotes from the Quran in your videos, and I know that these are geared toward kids, like I mentioned, 8 to 16. Are you gearing them toward Muslim children? Anyone out there? Is there anyone specific, or just you would like the whole world to see these?
Well, it's meant for the whole world because we are one human race. And the concepts that I'm talking about is the extremists are adept at picking certain concepts and certain philosophies. Most of it they're creating on the go. And they're saying this is what a good Muslim is, or this is what Islam represents. And we're saying, no, hold on. We have other facets of this faith. And these values of peace, these values of honoring life, this value of anti-extremism is part of our faith. So my goal is to get the kids, especially Muslim kids, between the age of 8 to 16, globally, before they reach the age of 16, by the time they start with me at 8 years old, to know at least 20 to 25 scripture or common sense logic understanding, to the point that when the recruiter comes to them, he has a hard time or an impossible time to recruit. And that's my main goal. It is to fight this ideology at its weakest point. And at its weakest point is the point of inception. When that small kid looks at YouTube videos and says, oh, it's cool to do suicide bombing. He sees my video and he says, you go commit suicide bombing, you go to hell. He says, oh, that's not cool. And that's what we're going after.
I noticed that in the article it says you've spent your own money and that you wanted to create more videos, but you were waiting for your tax return. I'm hopeful that people have been calling and offering funds and money. Is there a way that you've set up for people to be able to do that if they support what you're doing?
Well, I'm an average guy, not sophisticated enough. I should have thought of this ahead. My wife wants to kill me because this means vacation, restaurant time, good family time, and gifts and things I could have bought with this stuff.
Yeah.
But the main reason why I don't want to take money for now is because, simply put, this has to be organic. It has to come from us.
So you would,
and I want it to be said that it was a Muslim who created this and a Muslim who's doing this. That is very important. In terms of going for funding, I'm hoping that my government figures out that it is in their interest to get a Muslim guy like me doing this kind of work.
Hmm. Well, I will tell you this: if you had a way to send you money, I know that Amy and I would both send you money, and I believe many of our listeners would. And so if you do decide to set that up, please let us know. But it sounds to me that your encouragement is for everybody to simply do what you have done and to speak up for themselves and for what they believe and for what is right.
Correct. My agenda is to create 100, if not thousands, of average Muhammads around the world. Set up the capacity and the know-how. Share with them my knowledge and then share with them a way to effectively take this message to their neighborhoods, to their neighbors, to their countrymen, to their states and cities. This is very important we do this. If you haven't noticed, I'm a corporation, so I'm a marketing company. And I'm looking at this as a marketing problem, meaning that the ideology of extremists is using market ideas. They have, think about ISIS, hundreds of people who are strictly, their job is Facebook, YouTube, and social media. Even Kmart doesn't have that kind of marketing capability. But now we have to counter that by having hundreds of others come along. So I'm looking for an average Ahmedou from Somalia, Mamadi from Kenya, and I'm looking to set that up. And I'm hoping, upon hope, that I should be able to get funding so I can complete this vision that I have.
Thank you so much. Mohammed Ahmed, the average Mohammed. We will put a link to his website on our Facebook page so you can see what we're talking about. Mohammed, we salute you and honor you for your good work and wish you well as you move forward. Now, it is worth mentioning that in the latest budget proposal, the Obama administration did set aside $4 million to fund the research of domestic radicalization, which is exactly what Mohammed is talking about.
Just give it to Mohammed. Give it all to him.
Give the $4 million to him.
Right now.